The third area of concern I wish to draw members' attention to is the significant increase in the forecast losses for Orkney Air Services in 2019. In the annual budget for 2019, the forecast losses for Orkney were reported as £4.4 million. As part of the 2020 budget setting process, the Policy and Resources Committee recently met with representatives of Orkney and the State's Training Supervisory Board, and we were informed that the forecast losses for 2019 have now risen to £7.6 million. That is, the losses have increased by over £3 million, a rise of over 70%. This is clearly a troubling development, as the airline's losses are borne by the taxpayer, and it is not sustainable. We are advised that numerous factors appear to be driving the deterioration. Most notable, apparently, is the impact of increased competition since the introduction of the quasi-open skies policy last year. The benefits to the travelling public and business of increased choice and lower fares are clear, but consideration must also be given to the material subsidy now being made from general taxation, which, we must remember, diverts resources away from other critical public services. This cannot continue without debate and the endorsement of this Assembly.
Yeah.
We will therefore be giving consideration to appropriate propositions to be put to the States as part of the budget report to refresh the strategic review of Orkney, which took place in the early part of this States. The State's Trading Supervisory Board, the Committee for Economic Development, and my committee need to work together on this so that the States can be allowed to make informed choices about the level of support which our community wishes to make to the airline to support our strategic needs and objectives.